My brothers and sisters, what are the most important words that can ever be spoken in the life of the home? What are the most important words you ever say within your house? I asked a good friend of mine that yesterday, and the response was immediate, "I love you." For how many of you would that have been your response? You don't have to raise your hands. But I would say this, I believe those words are secondary. I believe there are words that are far more important because they are far more loving. And the words that I believe are most important are these. Will you please forgive me? Will you please forgive me? And why do I say that? I know it experientially because I'm a member of a family, and now I am the head, spiritual head, of a very large parish family. And I know it because those words are the hardest words to say. Which is more difficult, to say, I love you, or to say, will you please forgive me? And it's one of those occasions where that which is most difficult is most essential. And I also think for a third reason, when Simon Peter goes to our Lord and says, how many times must I forgive my brother? He says, 70 times, 7 times. And I remember for a long time, I always thought that our Lord was just exaggerating to say, you know, that there's no limit to forgiveness. Because I thought, what kind of relationship would you ever really need to forgive 490 times? And then you think of the family life. And especially marriage. How many couples on the 491st day of their marriage go, okay, our Lord really meant what He said? When those words are spoken often in a home, that is a home of peace, of joy, of reconciliation, of love, of intimacy. When those words are not said, walls go up, divisions form, hearts close, love is stifled. And my brothers and sisters, I believe that those are the words that are least spoken in most homes. And yet they're the words that people most need to hear. How many members of the Holy Family would have ever had to say those words? One. Just one. So our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God Himself, and God cannot sin. So Jesus would have never had to say to Mary or Joseph, I'm so sorry, will you please forgive me? Because He could not have made any mistakes. And our Blessed Mother Mary, though she's not divine, she was preserved from sin, and we believe by faith that she never committed any actual sin. And yet, I can't help but think that she would have said those words often, not because she necessarily intentionally did anything wrong, but because, let's say, something held her up and she was late getting home, or dinner wasn't on the table when she hoped it would be, or some sort of task that she wanted to do for her husband or for her son could not get accomplished that day for some reason. I bet she would openly and readily say, son, would you please forgive me? Joseph, would you please forgive me? But Our Lady would have never had to have said that. But Joseph would have, because he's the only sinful member of the Holy Family. Do you think Joseph ever hesitated to say those words? I bet not for an instant. Because he was the most perfect husband and father who ever lived. And the stronger we are spiritually, the more easily we say those words. And I can imagine him going to Our Lady after he had intended to divorce her quietly and realized how mistaken he was. I can see him going to her and begging her, honey, will you please forgive me? I am so sorry. And actually, while I say that, I can't forget to say this. I am sorry does not cut it. I am sorry. Now that suffices sometimes, but there are some situations where that is a total cop-out. And when we say I'm sorry, it's like when you have two little kids, and I remember this when I was a little kid, right? I'd fight with my sister or my brother. My parents would say, okay, apologize to your sister. I'm sorry. And then she's, I'm sorry too, right? Adults can be the exact same. But you cannot say sincerely, will you please forgive me? without making yourself vulnerable to the other. And I think it's so fitting that in God's divine plan, only Joseph had to say those words. Because it is most important in the life of a family that a father says those words. And not because a father is the most sinful, but because a father is the head of his household. And if those words are going to ring readily in the hearts of everyone in the family, it's got to start with the dad. And I'm not calling out dads, well, I am calling out dads by saying this, but I don't mean to knock fathers, because I'm a spiritual father and I know this, where it is the most difficult thing for me to do as the spiritual head of this parish, to go to a parishioner and say, please forgive me, I'm so sorry I did that. Or to one of my staff, or especially to Sister Maria Rose. Right? And there are times where I'm a total wimp and I'm a coward and I don't do it and I know I'm supposed to. But when I do it, the fruits that come from it, it's amazing. They're better fruits than could have ever happened if I hadn't failed in the first place. When I was a kid, this really made me think back to my own childhood and thinking about the life of the family. It was really beautiful to reflect back, and I can honestly say I do not hardly ever remember my parents fighting. And I don't know if they made an agreement right early on in their marriage or before they got married. Let's never allow the kids to see us argue. But I honestly don't remember that. Now, of course, like any couple, there are times where there was tension. You could see they'd get frustrated. They would say something that would hurt the other. Maybe a harsh word was spoken. But they never argued in front of the kids. Except for one single time that I can recall. And it's the only time I ever remember them yelling at one another. My brother, and it was normally my brother's fault, my younger brother. My younger brother had done something, I don't even remember what it was, and my dad was disciplining him. And he was probably 8 or 10 years old. And I remember, you know, when tensions rise, and any mother or father knows this, there are times where you just go a little bit too far. And you say something you wish you could take back. And my dad said one or two things that he shouldn't have said. And I don't even remember what those were. But I remember in the moment, my mom came in and said, honey, stop. That's enough. And he said, please, I'm trying to do my job. I'm his dad. And she said, Dave, you've said enough. Stop it. And he said, I said, get out of here. And she said, no. She said, I'm not going to let you hurt him like you've hurt me before. And I remember I was stunned. All of us were stunned. They're probably the most piercing words my dad ever heard. And I just recall him standing up, and he went and he got his keys and he walked out of the house. And we didn't see him for several days. And I remember none of us knew where he was or what he was doing. And we didn't know if he was coming home. And I remember we were all praying intently, and we found out subsequently that he had gone to a monastery, that he had gone to be alone with God for time for prayer, to really discern, okay, Lord, what am I supposed to do in this situation? And I recall my dad coming home, and I was afraid for when he would arrive, because I thought, are my parents going to be separated? Is he going to come back full of anger? Is he going to divorce my mom? What's going to happen to my brother? And I recall when he came through the front door and he came home early on a Sunday morning to join the family for Mass. And I remember when he came through the front door, I've never seen my dad's face more aglow with humility, with remorse, and with peace. And he walked back to my parents' bedroom and he immediately said to my mom, will you please forgive me? Will you forgive me? He didn't mention one word of excuse. He didn't try to explain it away. He didn't put any blame on her. Well, I wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for... He just took the responsibility and said, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? I remember the effect on the life of the home. It was amazing. The peace that permeated our house. If someone were to ask me today, when you look back on your youth and your adolescence, when would you say your dad most showed you what manhood is supposed to be? I would say that moment That's when my dad was most a man. Because that's what takes the greatest courage. And I also look back and I realize in that moment, I discovered something about love that I had never understood before. And it is this, that we cannot love unless we first allow ourselves to be loved. And that begins with allowing God to love us, but it also requires that we let those closest to us love us. And when we go to someone and say, "Will you please forgive me?" What are we doing? We're saying, "Will you still love me even though I'm broken? Will you still love me even though I am ashamed for what I've done? Will you love that part of me that I don't want anyone to see and I wish it wasn't part of my life?" And when we allow ourselves to be loved there, that's when healing takes place and we can be set free. But it requires the courage and the humility to be able to go there. Numerous times as a priest, I've been at someone's deathbed. And I've seen a husband say to his wife or his kids, or a wife say to her husband or her children, "Will you forgive me for anything I've ever done wrong to you?" And those moments are so beautiful and they're so powerful and incredibly healing. And I must admit, every time there's a tinge of sadness because I think, why did you wait until then? How differently the life of your family would have been if you could have said those words all along. I prayed for this homily, maybe more than any other homily I've prayed for, to deliver at this parish. And I asked the Holy Trinity on this Feast of the Holy Family, what do you want the families in my parish to hear and to know? And that's what I believe the Holy Spirit wanted me to convey to you. The most important words you can say in the life of your home are, "Will you please forgive me?" Parents, that's what your kids most need to hear from you more than that you love them. Spouses, you already know that to be true. I don't even have to say it. And sometimes it's what our parents need to hear from us. And I might need to say it to my parents after giving this homily today. If you don't say those words right now, and I know some of you are sitting there and saying, "I never say that. I don't want to say that. I'm too proud to say that." God wants you to be able to say it. And He will give you that grace, you can be absolutely certain, but you might need to pray for it. And after you pray for it, be convinced that the grace is there. You don't have to wait and say, "Okay, Lord, when's it coming? Where's it going to be?" You know, the next time you fall, especially in relation to a loved one, and you feel in your heart, "I need to say those words," the grace is waiting and present. You've just got to have the courage to follow through. And then it becomes easier from then on. We ask the Holy Family today to intercede for all of us, that we might be people of forgiveness, but first, that we might be people who are willing to ask for forgiveness.